Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher.
Hello from North Shore Community School. On the north shore of Lake Superior, this is the phonology report of the week of September 23rd, 2017. My name is Jocelyn, and I am your phonologist for this week. This week's migration of birds was a busy one. Megan is observing how the crows are flocking and noisier. Joby saw three hummingbirds around her uncle's house. They were probably looking for some flowers. The last sight of hummingbirds was on the 25th by Klaus. Amaya noticed a large turkey vulture migration going on right now, also on the 25th. Miss Teege heard some sandhill cranes with their croaky honk, looking up a large V of about 80 birds headed south. Evan saw a flock of them in a field gathering food for their trip. He also wonders why they fly in a V when they migrate. They were also present over the school on the 28th. Lily's brother saw a flock of robins in the backyard. He called Lily out, and she noticed that one of them had white on its belly. She learned that this is a sign of leucistic bird. It's when a bird or animal is partially albino, but not completely. Woodcocks, field, and white-throated sparrows were migrating on the clear, starry night Thursday. Their half-hearted songs were heard and the woodcock seen flying overhead by Miss Teege on an evening walk. In environmental education, we learned about invasive and native plants. Tansy, which looks like a little yellow pincushion stuck together, are invasive. They are turning from bright yellow to brown. White pine trees are losing some of their older yellowing needles and were found along the roads after all the wind and rain we've had. Ava is observing so many trees have lost their leaves. Both apples and pine cones are falling from trees, according to Sydney and Jocelyn. Isaac is noticing that it's getting darker earlier. Dragonflies were last seen by Joby and Klaus on the 27th. Some were seen flying on each other's back. Lydia spotted a monarch on the 24th, while Joby saw a painted lady butterfly on the 23rd. Brooke's dog scared a blue-spotted salamander on the front step. Her mom took a picture of it. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Indeed. Be observant. Yeah, thank you very much. A lot of great stuff from that group. They're a really experienced group of phenologists over there at the North Shore Community School.